One of the most talked about hip hop albums of the year was never intended to go platinum. DJ Danger Mouse created The Grey Album. As an underground release, he combines instrumental tracks from the Beatles with raps by Jay-Z. The remixes have gained enough attention for the Beatles label to issue a cease and desist letter, and this week more than 150 websites fought back with an online protest offering free downloads. From member station WHYY, Joel Rose reports.
The Black Album by Jay-Z was one of the top-selling hip-hop albums of 2003.
Rain in a trout, stuffing on, brushing off my shirt, but ain't nothing on my clothes, set my chain, my name, Young H.O., pitch the yay faithful, even if they patrol, I make payroll.
In 1968, the Beatles released a 2-LP set they called The Beatles. Everyone else calls it The White Album.
One day, cleaning up my room, you know, listening to the White Album, I picked up my Jay-Z CD, and while I had it in my hand, it just hit me. I was like, oh man, this would be really cool.
When DJ Danger Mouse put Black and White together, he ended up with, yes, the Grey Album. DJ Danger Mouse is 26-year-old producer Brian Burton, who says he spent 2.5 weeks in front of his computer, cutting and pasting to match the a cappella tracks from the Black Album with instrumental tracks from the White Album. Burton says some of the tracks fit together easily, but some required more manipulation. For instance, combining Jay-Z's public service announcement with George Harrison's Long, Long, Long. It's been a long, long,
long time. The time signature was originally 3-4, so it's, you know, it's like 1-2-3, 1-2-3. And all hip-hop is basically 4-4. All most dance music is 4-4. So I took that track, which essentially starts the album off, and then turned it into 4-4, just enough to get it to work.
Fellow Americans, it is with the utmost pride and sincerity that I present this recording as a living testament and regulation of history in the making during our generation.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is Hov, oh, H to the O-V. I used to move snowflakes by the O-Z. I guess even back then you could call me CEO of the R-O-C, Ho.
Burton says he pressed about 1,000 copies of the Grey Album to distribute on his own. That's not unusual in hip-hop, where even well-established artists sometimes release music on underground mixtapes to avoid paying for samples and to test market their new songs on the street. Burton insists his commercial aspirations were modest.
I knew people would start probably burning them and selling them instead of whatever, and you know, I sunk a lot of money into this thing, so I was going to try and maybe get some back out of it, you know, just try to get back even.
But Burton did not seek permission to use other people's music. So far, Jay-Z has remained silent about the Grey Album. A representative for the two surviving Beatles also declined to comment. But earlier this month, lawyers for EMI, the record label that controls the Beatles' catalog, sent cease and desist letters to Burton and to the independent record stores that had received copies of the Grey Album. Jean Meyer is an EMI spokeswoman.
EMI, and for that matter, I'm sure other labels, authorize remixes and samples all the time, and there are proper channels for that. And unfortunately, in this case, he did not choose to participate in it.
The high cost of legal sampling puts it out of reach for artists who don't have deep pockets, and some copyright holders, including the Beatles, don't allow sampling of their work at all. For his part, Burton says he intended an artistic statement, not a legal one.
I knew that this was going to be, if this did get to any certain level, it would bring up a lot of questions that I just don't have the answers to. Not to try to be funny or anything, there's a lot of gray area with this whole thing. I just don't know.
Whether or not Burton intended it, the Gray album is at the center of a controversy generated by the record's fans. This past Tuesday, websites around the world organized Gray Tuesday, offering free downloads of the record to point out what those webmasters say are the limitations of copyright law. EMI issued another round of cease and desist letters before the protest. In fact, the source material for the Gray album is clearly protected under current copyright law. Prominent First Amendment lawyer Floyd Abrams says if Burton had to make his case in court, and so far he hasn't, he would have to argue that his use of original material is protected under what's known as fair use. Abrams says that defense would be similar to the one rap group The 2 Live Crew used in 1991 when it convinced the U.S. Supreme Court that its sample of Roy Orbison's Oh Pretty Woman was parody, not plagiarism.
It's not just because it's parody that it's protected. It's because it's what the court called a transformative use. And that's what the mixer would argue in this case, that no one could confuse it with the initial artistic rendition.
Artists have been borrowing material from one another for a long time. Gene Howard, who teaches at Columbia University, is writing a book about William Shakespeare and his contemporaries, including Christopher Marlowe. Howard says Shakespeare and his fellow playwrights freely traded plots and even characters.
Shakespeare modeled his Richard II very closely on Marlowe's Edward I. I mean, it isn't line-for-line borrowing. He doesn't take whole passages from Marlowe, but he takes a sense of plot, rhetoric, genre, these things he's constantly borrowing.
That's exactly what Brian Burton says he did. He mixed sounds by other artists to create something that he says isn't like either of its sources.
Analogy would be kind of, you know, if you had like an empty Coke can sitting on the table and you got a knife and you cut it up and peeled it back and made a bird out of it. But if you tried to pour water in the top, it'd fall out all over the place because it's not really, you know, meant to hold water anymore. And that's kind of the way I wanted to look at it with this record. It's not supposed to be banging in the clubs, but my intent was for it to just stand on its own and then, you know, see what happened.
The Gray album by DJ Danger Mouse was downloaded more than 100,000 times, according to the organizers of Gray Tuesday. That would make it, unofficially, one of the top 10 albums in the country this week. For NPR News, I'm Joel Rose.